The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today.
So 16, I had blonde hair and braces. I was a baby, and I started hearing things that I didn't hear at home. You are beautiful. We love you. There was a seed that was planted in me that if you're naked and in the presence of a man, that you're going to be affirmed, you're going to feel accepted, and you're going to get paid for it.
This former porn star is now a pastor's wife and an evangelist, reaching out to people in the adult film industry.
Some people might call a challenging program, but I don't think it is. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I have been married 56 years. We love each other, and I'm telling you, gosh, I would never made it without her. She, got a husband that had no father and kind of a shaky home life, and she became the stabilizing force, and boy, praise God for her. And one of the things that you find out when you're with people who haven't had a stable life is a lot of times they've been exposed to things that hurt them. And we're going to talk about one of the things that hurts people bad. No question, it hurt me as a kid. And I've talked about things that we see. You know, the Bible talks about any impurity, that when you commit sexual impurity, you know, fornication, the things that are just wrong. Even in your mind, you sin against your body. And I think we don't realize a lot of times what that does. And when you have no oversight and guidance, it can be very, very damaging. And I know that for a fact. And if you look at all the stats today, people in all walks of life are adversely affected by what they have seen. And that God actually created as a beautiful expression in relationship that has been used to really destroy relationship. And one of them is what people see. And one of the major areas of concern is found in the pornography that people are exposed to. And when I was exposed, it's so different than what kids can be exposed to today. It's almost frightening and so damaging. But here's what I want you to know. The greatness of God to be able to set free, and you're going to see that, because we have a young lady here who is now married to a pastor, a preacher, who reached her. And her life was totally transformed, and they are a beautiful picture of the grace and greatness of God. Married almost 3 years now, about to have their first little baby, not too far off, and excited about that. But the young lady you're going to meet was trapped there. And boy, did God work a miracle of grace, and He wants to work it in everybody's heart. So don't push back or turn. Listen, because so many people have been hurt, and they don't need to be shamed if they're trapped by it or caught in it. There's a great one who loves everyone and can lift them out of whatever pit of defeat or despair one finds themselves in. And I wish you would understand that if there's any area we need to pray for people to be set free from the damage of having done wrong, seen wrong, acted wrong, We need to pray for that freedom to come and not shame people who are trapped wherever they are. I want you to welcome Brittany and Richard De La Mara to Life Today. Brittany,
Richard, thank you for having us.
Yeah. It's an honor to be here with you.
I love your countenance. You're smiling, not just because you're going to have a little baby pretty
soon.
Yes,
come on.
But you've preached the grace of God.
Yes.
You've seen it in your wife and this girl right here, haven't you?
I have. I've seen God radically change this woman's life. I mean, I remember when I first encountered her, people were talking about her and that she was in the adult film industry. But when I seen her, it didn't even look like she was in that industry. And that's what the grace of God does. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you become a new creation. And when I look at this angel, that's all I see is a new creation, the way that she glows and her countenance and her beauty is just so admirable. And I just love looking at her because she's just a blessing to my life. And I'm grateful to call this woman wife of my life.
Brittany, you have a beautiful smile. And I know you painful when you look back and realize you did do things that were not best. Do you personally fight shame? I know if people were putting it on you, how painful it would be. And I know some people can erroneously and foolishly do that. But do you ever find yourself putting it on yourself? Or has that been lifted to such a point that you experience a grace that's almost, let's say, not only amazing grace, but indescribable?
Well, there was a time when I first started going to church that I did feel a lot of shame. You know, I hadn't been to church much in my life, and so I walked in and I just thought, people are not going to accept me if they know what I've done. Everybody here is just so perfect, you know, who's going to accept me? I was asked, though, to share my testimony through the XXXChurch.com, and I did it, and the interview went viral, and I said, oh no, Lord, like, everybody at my church is going to find out what I've done. And the Holy Spirit said, Brittany, can you picture Jesus on the cross? And I said, yes, I can picture him. Can you picture every beating that he took for you? And I said, yes, I can see that. And the Holy Spirit said, then was that enough for you? And I said, that was more than enough for me. He said, then why are you ashamed of the very thing that Jesus died for you for? And in that moment, he just said, now be set free and share your story. Amen. And in that moment, all shame had left me. And I started telling everybody at our church, the asphalt angels, everybody, I'm like, oh my God, guess what? I used to be a porn star, but Jesus is awesome. He set me free.
Tell our viewers the journey that got you in that place, because a lot of people think, how in the world can anybody ever get there? Mm-hmm. About your childhood and how you ended up being in the absolute worst possible place you could have ever imagined, and then to see the grace of God not only lift you out, but could lift people out who have been trapped by the visual or whatever's going on in their minds, and to see people set free. Tell us how your journey as a girl when you were small.
Growing up in our household, we didn't know who God was. He wasn't encouraged nor discouraged. We just didn't know him. And there was a lack of love in our household because God is love. And so sadly, you know, my mom was going through her own process in life, and she took a lot of her anger from her past out on me. And she would say things, you know, like, I hate you. I wish I never had you. You're a loser. And so growing up, I felt extremely rejected. And so I started looking for love in all the wrong places and had my heart broken several times through different, you know, teenagers in high school. And I live so close to the border, the Mexico-Tijuana border, that I had some friends one night that said, well, you know, you're heartbroken. Let's just go to the club. Let's go party. And it was the first time that I ever got drunk, and I saw a club across the way, and it was a strip club. I didn't know that at the time. I walked up, and I said, you know, can I come in? I just want to dance. And the moment I said that, they go, oh, you want to dance? So they took me, and they put me on stage. That night, I got topless. I was 16. I had blonde hair and braces. I was a baby, and I started hearing things that I didn't hear at home. You are beautiful. We love you. There was a seed that was planted in me that if you're naked and in the presence of a man, that you're going to be affirmed, you're going to feel accepted, and you're going to get paid for it. So fast forward to college, I start dancing again, and there were a couple producers who came in and said that they had made romance movies, and I knew what they were talking about, but I just figured, I'm already promiscuous, I already take my clothes off for money, and, you know, we oftentimes hurt the ones that we feel hurt by in life, and I felt hurt by my family members. So there was this rebel inside of me that almost wanted to shame them as well. And so I went into the adult film industry, and I was there for a total of 7 years.
Okay. How in the world did that ever come to an end? And when you look back, and you would you say to everyone who watches and says, well, you might have hurt my marriage, you might have hurt my husband or me or whatever, if you ever even feel that assault or even somebody throw it at you, how do you handle that?
So the first part, how did that come to an end? I was a full-blown heroin addict, and I was coming off heroin, and I thought, I'm going to kill myself if I don't get help. And so I called my grandmother, and I said, Grandma, I need your help. She came and picked me up, moved me to her house in San Diego. I said that I was retiring from the porn industry. My grandfather had been going to church, and I asked him if I could join him. And that day, I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I was given a Bible, started to devour the book of Genesis, Satan wasn't happy about my decision to make Jesus my Lord and Savior. And so he sent my weakness into my life, which was men. This man started taking me to church as well. He was a backslidden Christian. I got baptized. And after I started to experience the joy of the Lord, he said, it's time. You're going to be a bigger star than ever before. This guy was a pimp, and he got me back into the industry for another 3.5 years.
Wow.
Something changed, though, in me. You see, I developed a sensitivity to God's spirit and to his voice. He was right there with me in my pit, in the pit that I placed myself in. He was right there with me in my sin. And he started to earn my trust over these 3 years. He would speak to me, I would be obedient, and something good would happen, you know, because there's blessings behind our obedience. One day, the Holy Spirit told me, Brittany, you need to leave this man. And so I went and I grabbed his phone and I went outside and felt like I had no one to call. And I said, I don't know who to call. And he said, call your mom. I said, I can't call her. I can't. Like, we don't have a good relationship. The Holy Spirit said, Brittany, humble yourself and call your mom. So I called my mom. She was there in about 20 minutes, picked me up. I had to go film another porn scene. So I'm away from my pimp at this time, but I didn't have any money. And so this was how I was going to make my money. Before I left for the airport to go film what was going to become my last scene, the Holy Spirit told me to bring my Bible. I get on the airplane and I open up the book of Revelation because it was the one book that I had not read in the New Testament. I get to Revelation chapter 2, verse 20 through 23 or 4, and it says, you know, I have this thing against you. You tolerate that woman named Jezebel. She leads my people into sexual immorality. I've given her time to repent, and if she doesn't repent, I'll cast her and her children into a sickbed. And I said, oh my goodness, I started crying. I said, God, I am so sorry. I had no idea, you know, what I was doing. And I, you know, I please, like, forgive me. And the Holy Spirit started to bring grace to that scripture. Mm. He said, Brittany, this isn't the life I have for you. He said, the life that I have for you is going to overflow with so much joy and so much peace. And if you would quit the industry today, I will bless your life like no man ever could. I get to set that day. I said, this is my last scene. I'm quitting. Jesus has a far greater life for all of us. If we quit the industry, he'll bless our lives like no man ever could. And so I quit that day, started going to church.
Yep. Come on. What happened over there, bud?
Go ahead, babe.
Yeah, I was actually preaching a message, and there was this one segment in the sermon I was preaching to the women, and I said, you know, women, you know, if your man is not treating you like a woman of God, he needs to either step up or step out, show him the exit sign, because you are worthy of real true love. And when I said that, something resonated in Brittany, and I did an altar call that night, and, you know, she made the altar call, and then I met her at Starbucks, and the next day, and she goes, I just want to tell you that the message that you preach radically changed my life. And I said, how so? And she goes, well, Richard, me and my friends, we have a nickname for you. And I said, well, what's my nickname? He goes, well, have you ever seen that movie called Hitch with Will Smith? And I said, yeah, the guy that kind of hooks people up. And she goes, well, we're calling you Mr. Ditch, the preacher that breaks people up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And she goes, no, this is for the good, because that guy was a loser. He was no good for me anyways.
I started dating another guy.
Yeah.
And I broke up with him because of his message.
Yeah, exactly. And then from there, that's, you know, God just starts to move into her life. And then she takes a 1 year off of dating to really have a deep intrinsic relationship with God.
Mm-hmm. So now what are you doing?
What are we doing from there? She gets the year.
You got married.
We got married. But in that year, after the year was done, I had a liking for Brittany and we became friends. And one of the hardest things that hit my mind was, how do I approach my family about Brittany? Okay, it's not a normal conversation that you have with your parents. Like, I have this liking of an ex-porn star, you know? You know what I mean? In my mind, I'm like, God, I really need your help.
You know?
But I love what the scripture says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Well, I'm so thankful, because in prayer, my parents came down. They live in Santa Barbara. They came down to San Diego, and that weekend, my wife was sharing her testimony. Oh, wow. And from there, my mother and father just start to fall in love with her. And my mother said something so great. She goes, son, did you see that woman of God? And I said, yeah. And she said, I really like her. And I said, Mom, what do you like about her? She said, I like the brokenness in her. And I said, well, why do you like the brokenness in her? And she goes, I know because she was broken that she's no longer going to be dependent on herself, but she's going to be dependent on Jesus. And this is a wife material. And I said, oh my gosh, thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer. From there, we just became friends. We hit it off. And now, we're married. We got married on February 20th, 2016. My best friend that I do life with, and, we're going to have a baby soon.
Now, what are you doing? And you're preaching. And you're still serving at church,
yes.
Right? What's the church?
Cornerstone Church of San Diego.
All right, Cornerstone Church San Diego. Yep. And so, our viewers, tell them what you're doing.
So, not only do we evangelize, we travel the world and get to preach the gospel in churches and share our testimony and see people get set free, but I also go to porn conventions and I hand out thousands of Bibles with the XXXChurch.com, and I get to meet with people who used to be my fans, and now I get to preach Jesus to them. I also help, pull women out of the industry who want to get out, and so I've helped a couple women transition out of the industry, and God is really moving in the porn industry. He's moving in the church to set people free. His heart is to see people walk in victory, and by His grace, He's allowing me to be used to see people get set free.
Well, you
him.
Have a brightness in your countenance, mm-hmm. It's the Lord.
Yeah.
You agree, Betty?
It's a beautiful.
It's a work of God.
Amen.
Now, when you're talking at these conventions, and you said you talk even to the men, mm-hmm. Do any of them ever seem to come under the conviction of the Holy Spirit when they hear?
Yes.
Like they say,
yes.
Thank you, I'm here in America. Like maybe they wish they weren't trapped.
Yes.
And you're talking to them about not being trapped?
Right, yes. So there's men and women that are there that I get to minister to. And there was actually a woman that was an atheist. And after talking to me, she goes, wow, nobody's ever talked to me about Jesus like this. She goes, I am going to start going to church. Yeah. And, I've had different guys and, I give them the Bible and they put my testimony in as well. So I let them know. And they said, I'm going to go home and I'm going to read this. There are so many people who they're a slave to their sin, but they don't want to be. Yeah. They don't want to be there. They want to be set free.
You're not getting an anger or a wrath from the porn people that are in it. Do they seem to accept you as maybe the miracle? Or what? How do they look at you? How do they treat you?
So because I had a great reputation in the industry, people, they'll often call me by my former stage name, and they're excited to see me, and then they're like, are you back in the industry? No, I'm not back. I'm actually here with the XXX Church. I'm talking to people about Jesus. Let me actually give you a Bible.
Yeah, come on.
So I do it with so much joy and so much enthusiasm that it's like, how could you turn down that kind of smile? Like, how could you turn down someone that's so excited about this Jesus? Like, let me get to know him too.
I like what you hear.
Come on.
I've heard you on some of the national talk shows, and the same radiance, mm-hmm. Betty, that we're seeing here just comes through in whatever setting. I mean, I don't know what's going on in your life, but we've already told this couple how much we appreciate them sharing their story, and I know you're going to be praying for them. I'm sure you probably have a book come out to tell your story.
Yes.
Come back and share it here. Anything you want to share with people that they can pray for you about, we invite you to come back and share with our viewers, because our viewers love to help people walk in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. That's the kind of people they are. Matter of fact, right now, we're talking to our viewers about seeing girls and boys too often trapped in the sex trade industry.
Yeah.
And they're literally slaves. I mean, you were making a rotten choice. You were getting paid. These people are actually trapped and used, and they are in bondage. And listen to me, when I say we together, you the viewers, along with the mission workers and rescue workers, we are setting them free by the thousands.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a matching gift, because people have such a deep burden for this, mm-hmm. Betty, knowing how important it is, that they'll say they'll match what you do to set someone free. I want you to watch very closely, and you'll see how effective the work is, but it depends not only on your prayers, it depends on our support together. And I believe with all my heart, you're going to see yourself not only as an answer to prayer and a need, but you're going to see yourself as becoming a miracle in someone's life, just like the miracle you just heard about. Watch closely.
As you know, borders between Nepal and India is wide open. And that's when you see an exodus of Nepali children, especially girls and boys. They are taken from remote villages and then they are brought into the border towns. That's when the traffickers are ready to take them out of the country through promises of jobs, and it's just, that's just a front many people are given. And many of these girls, they become slaves, you know. So we stop them before it happens. Our program is what we call interception prevention program. And when we see them coming in a rickshaw or a motorcycle or even a taxi, we try to stop them. So we bring them to our information booth, which is right at the border gate. So our team, as they are questioning these ladies, some of them go to the police. And the police comes and they figure out, okay, we have a situation here. She is not to travel to India, because that's why we're here, to save, to help, and to rescue. We have an amazing story of a victim of trafficking that we were able to intercept and rescue just last night. And sitting behind me is our staff and Amrita, who's 29-year-old young woman, but she had no idea during the course of the whole process, she was dealing with a trafficker to take her into India and use her in brothel. Now that we have turned the trafficker to the police authorities, and she is now in custody at the moment. Once the girls are intercepted and rescued, you know, we have to have a shelter, a restoration place. So our program has been very successful. We have been able to intercept and rescue women and children. So it's a full service program is what we do, from interception, rescue, sheltering, and prosecution. It's like a cycle that we do.
Lord, I just want to thank you for the miracle that we just watched and heard, made possible because of love, your love, in Jesus' name. You see, God plants these precious people, and now to be able to think, and this is how God knows we need to be able to support wholeheartedly our law enforcement all over the world and here with such appreciation, to have the right laws and enforce them. So important. When you get them working with people of compassion and you can intercept a problem and then actually prosecute someone that's part of the problem while you're rescuing and restoring others, and the thousands and thousands mm-hmm. that have been rescued from very young, even mm-hmm. sometimes 6 to 8 or 9 years old, and rescue them and get them before the traffickers get them, or right after they've kind of gotten their tentacles on them to be able to get them to escape, but then also to take them whatever age we get them out to be able then to restore them. That's what the Safe House does. And we've even created places that we've never been able to show on the air, but they are so secure that once we get the people out and in, nobody can come in and get them. It's just a miracle what love has done. Mm-hmm. And then to think that our viewers, who are so moved by compassion and the love of God to get these people out of this horrible pit of destruction and despair, you put up a matching gift. A $320,000 matching gift, that's a tremendous amount of love to just double the love effect. It takes an average of $128 to rescue one person, to get them into the restoration process. Now then, the $128, if you can do that, will rescue two. And I always go for as large a gift as I can get. I don't think people need help protecting their money. I want to get you to invest it in the kingdom impact that love can make and the gospel makes. $1,280 rescues 10, but now 20. It'll be doubled. Would you right now dial that number or go online and get your bank card and say, I'm going to rescue one? It'll be doubled. Or God's given me the ability to rescue 10 with a $1,280 gift. It'll be doubled. We've got a beautiful promises book to send you that'll inspire you and bless you. We've got Name of Jesus Throw that's absolutely beautiful. You will absolutely want to put this in a prominent place or have it where you can just get the warmth from it. If you ever come to our studio, we keep it quite cool in here. You might say, I'd like to get one at the door because it's cool. But we're going to send this to say thank you for the gift you make. And then we have the beautiful Arms of the Shepherd bronze that is so pretty. For those of you who will make the $1,280 gift, knowing it's going to be doubled in its effect, thank you so much for your help. Thank you for putting arms of love around people that have been so hurt, so abused, and misused. Thank you for rescuing them. God bless you for it. Thanks for making that call.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of innocence is lost and abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of children with no one and nowhere to turn for help. With bodies broken and hopes crushed, these young victims are trapped in a never-ending nightmare. Today, you can shine the light of God's love in this dark world to reach, rescue, and restore these young ones to the life God designed for them to live. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue a child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help rescue one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. And with your donation of any amount, we'll send you the Promises of Christ gift book, filled with beautiful photographs, scriptures, stories, and commentary from James Robison. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Names of Jesus throw. This beautifully woven blanket features the names of Jesus in many languages. It'll make a lovely addition to your home and serve as a beautiful reminder and spiritual comfort to the Lordship of our Savior. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our beautiful new bronze sculpture, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, I promise you the promises of Christ will bless you. And the name of Jesus throw is just, it's a beautiful gift. And I love the arms of the shepherd because I've been in those arms. God knows I want to live close to his heart. And our guests, I think you know Brittany and Richard, have just been pulled up to a loving, covering Father and Savior who literally paid it all to lift us out of the pit of defeat and despair. Mm-hmm. And I want you to join Betty and me in saying to Brittany and Richard, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Use you for his glory.
Thank you.
All of you so much for watching. Thanks for helping us.
Thank you very much.
And in my own quiet time praying, I thought I saw people running to him, running as fast as they could, so he could heal our land.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.